The following programming is sponsored by Bishop Mary Enterprises, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Real. Real. Relaxed. Relaxed. But relevant. But relevant. She's an absolute professional with a homegirl feel. Welcome to the Bishop Mary Show with Bishop Mary Foy Palmer, where she will discuss both religious and secular topics with various guests from all walks of life. So thanks for tuning in to the Bishop Mary Show. And now, here's Bishop Mary.
And top of the morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it is our day to talk a little bit more about the upcoming primary. So we're going to ask this question. What's going on, Philadelphia? And we'll be right back with you after this very familiar song.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me sister. With brutality sister. Talk to me sister. So you can see sister. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Right on.
Judge us simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. Can't see what's going on.
What's going
on? Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
What's going on?
Ooh. Ooh.
Right, right on. Right on.
Thank you.
To start off with these two songs, one, of course, we're familiar with what's going on, and then Someday We'll All Be Free by Donny Hathaway. And my reason being that we needed to update ourselves on a few things that are happening. But first, let me begin with my deepest sympathies and certainly continued prayers to the family of evangelist Maria Tillman, who passed away on Easter Sunday morning. And she had a stellar, and I mean a stellar funeral at Met Philadelphia on Friday, this past Friday, from viewing from 5 to 7, and 7 o'clock the service started, and things progressed, and then they fed everyone afterwards. And then Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, she was interred at Shelton Hills Cemetery. And so we certainly honor her life, her legacy, and who she was, not only locally, nationally, but internationally. We thank God that she has heard well done. So to her daughter, Tiana, family, the rest of you all, you have my deepest sympathy. Of course, the updates that we have today are that President Trump was here on Saturday. He was in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. He was welcomed by our state treasurer, Mr. Garrity, and he made reference, as the crowd chanted, Genocide Joe. He said that his upcoming trials are nothing but communist trials, and he's looking forward to vehemently fighting and winning each case. Ironically, today he begins jury selection on his 34 counts of bribery, etc., and I'm sure that the nation itself will be watching extremely closely as to how this will turn out. We also are aware that President Biden's son, Hunter, was denied the opportunity to have the charges against him dismissed. And so it looks like they're going to be proceeding with their case against him. Now, with those national and international updates. We also want to take a moment, and some people may not necessarily agree, but over this weekend, O.J. Simpson, best known for having been convicted, well, actually, he was not. He was found not guilty in the murder of his wife, Nicole Brown. He passed away from prostate cancer this weekend. So certainly we want to send prayers to his daughters and family as his estate will be settled. But prior to that, he was a great man, a great football player, and one that made it for the records. And sadly, life did not turn out as best in his latter years, but he was able to transition peacefully and quietly with his children and grandchildren around him. We know that President Biden will be here on tomorrow, not in Philadelphia, but in Scranton, his hometown, to give a rally, of course, for our upcoming primary. And when we talk about our primary, I'm looking forward to speaking shortly with our chairman of city commissioners, Omar Sabir, who will update us and will certainly give us the important dates and things that we need to do so our vote can count. I'm big on using your voice to be heard, whether you win or not. And so we thank God for the opportunity to be with you on today. So as we wait for his appearance, we're going to hear this song. It's another oldie but goodie, one that I particularly like, but it has a very valid message. And it's called Wake Up Everybody by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring Teddy Pendergrass.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now.
Just you and me. I'm excited that our chairman of the city commissioners, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Omar Sabir, has joined us. And we want to say good morning to you, sir.
I good see morning, the two. Good morning.
There's that beautiful face.
Good morning, darling.
Thank you so much for joining us and our audience. I gave some updates about President Trump in our area. President Biden is coming as well. Of course, we extended sympathies to a good friend of mine. And our mayor has celebrated 100 days and gave a very powerful follow-up as to what it is she wants to do for public safety. First, let me extend my personal regrets and sorrow in hearing about the shooting at the Eid at 47th and Wyalusing. But thank God for our police department and everyone that was there, that no one was killed, although 30 shots were spent. And the quick work of a police officer engaging the 15-year-old with the rifle is probably what could have, what I will say, is one of the major factors of why we did not have a mass shooting. So my heartfelt support to all of my Muslim brothers and sisters for this horrific act on a high day for you. And certainly because I know you are practicing a Muslim, I want to extend on behalf of those from the Christian community and any other community our support during this very tenuous time, but we're grateful for the outcome. So I hope you can receive that in the manner in which we are sharing.
I received it. It went directly to my heart, and was very interesting. Was that, you know, it's a huge area. So it's like 47 from Wailusan, it's like 46 in Wailusan. And, you know, you got Christian Stronghold, like, right there. So it's about three masjids and a church, like, all, like, in, like, one, like, two-block radius.
Yes, sir.
So it's a very pretty vast area. And, again, I definitely like to thank our law enforcement officers for stepping up. You know, a lot of people talk about the police. People say defund the police. We don't need the police. I'm saying, look, we love our police.
That's right.
We thank our police. Police Commissioner Bethel. And, of course, our sheriff, Rochelle Bilal, I would like to give her a shout-out because we have two great law enforcement officers here serving the city of Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Certainly. Of course, the election. It's coming up fast. It's coming up fast. So will you give us some deadline dates?
It's coming up now.
Yes, sir. So what are the last deadlines that we have in order for us to be able to participate?
Sure. So the deadline to apply for your vote by mail ballot, it is tomorrow, April 16th at 5 p.m. sharp. You can bring your completed application to one of our satellite locations at 4029 Market Street, or you can bring it down to City Hall or Delaware and Spring Garden. And if you need someone to come pick up your completed application, please give us a call at 215-686-3462. 215-686-3462. Give us a call and we will come pick up your completed application. You know, it's very critical, but also know that you can walk right into our satellite location or you can walk into City Hall and you have until tomorrow at 5 p.m. You can walk in, you can request your ballot, we'll print out the ballot, you don't even have to worry about the mail, and then you will be able to participate in this franchise that we call the primary election that so many people sacrifice for. Now, if you don't get your vote by mail and ballot in time, it's okay, do not worry about it. We will have close to 700 polling locations open for the city of Philadelphia for you to cast your ballot. Polls open up at 7 a.m. sharp, and they close at 8 p.m. If you want to find your polling location nearest you, you want to go to vote.phila.gov, vote.phila.gov, and you can find your polling location. Now, if you haven't applied for your vote-by-mail ballot, I want you to pay attention real quick. If you apply for your vote-by-mail ballot today or you do it tomorrow, right, be prepared to bring your ballot to one of our Eagles Green Dropbox locations or either City Hall or one of our mobile sites. Because it's not going to be enough time for you to mail your ballot back to us.
Mm-hmm.
We do not accept any postmarks, unfortunately. A lot of people think that, oh, just if I get it in the mail, you know, before Election Day or on Election Day, once I get postmarked, it's going to count. No, it's not. We have to have the completed ballot in our hand Tuesday at 8 p.m. on Election Day, April 23rd. So please, if you're applying today, it's going to take me you might get it in 2 or 3 days. So by the time you have that ballot in your hands, please do not put it in the mail. We don't want anything happening with that mail. We want your ballot. We want your vote. So bring it into one of our Eagles Green Dropbox locations. And you can find a location on our website at vote.phila.gov, vote.phila.gov. Or you always can give us a call at 215-686-3462. And we will find a Dropbox location near you. And we have to tell our family and friends that the primary is in April. Some people still walking around thinking it's in May, but it got moved up because it's the primary.
Yes, it is.
So it's April. People say, oh, man, I got to wait till May. No. The presidential, it's moved up to April 23rd, and it's also on Passover. So we're also calling our brothers and sisters in the Jewish community to understand that you can still vote by mail. You don't have to make a choice between practicing your religion or voting. You still have time to do this. And I know it's definitely hard. I couldn't imagine. And it's so crazy what the legislators were doing when they was talking about moving the primary date from April 23rd. The original date was supposed to have been on the Eid day. And it was like, wow, it was just so crazy. you know, we couldn't get an appropriate date because the date they wanted to move it to was going to be on Eid. So you know, we're calling on everyone to get out, and you can still franchise yourself. So we're definitely calling on everyone to bring some enthusiasm about this election. You know, one of the interesting things, Bishop, is that election deniers, right? They yes. voted some of the highest voting rates in our country.
That's
it's very
right.
interesting that they say our elections are wrong, our elections are this, because they're not, they don't represent the majority of democracy. So they understand that they have to tell lies about our elections and try to intimidate people or try to get people to believe that they are not significant and that they don't want you to vote. And so they're coming out and voting. So we're calling on everyone to get out and vote. I've heard all the excuses you probably could think about. I heard some people say, I don't like my elected officials. You only see them during election time, yada, yada, yada. Conditions are bad. All those reasons, what you said, are reasons why you should vote. It should never be a point right. in time where you want to say that you want to give up and let somebody, according to some of y'all, and y'all say that you don't like some of y'all elected officials, which is a lie. They do work hard. And you say, oh, they're not doing nothing for me. Okay, well, vote them out and piss somebody else in. That's real simple, right? It's no reason why you shouldn't vote, right? Okay, you want resources and you want accountability for your neighborhood. So when you don't vote, your neighborhood is going to lose resources. You're
That's
going to
right.
lose that accountability.
That's right.
And you're going to lose funding when you don't do it. So there's consequences when you don't vote. So that's why we have to call on our franchise. We have one more Sunday, you know, before Election Day. So please, let's make those phone calls. You know, we definitely want our faith-based leaders. We have one more Juma. You know, we want everyone to call, everyone to get out, tell their community to get out and vote, spread the word. Now is the time, and our time is now.
I'm so grateful that for that comprehensive answer that you gave us, Mr. Chairman, because I had a captive audience with my church on yesterday, and we talked about the power of the vote, the need for the vote, and how important it is that your voice needs to be heard. And after service, one of my members came up and said, but every time I vote, we don't win. And I said, but it counts, because your apathy will cost you in the long run. Not voting decreases the need for resources. Resources you may not feel you need now, but may need at another time. And we can't be selfish enough to not think that those that have and have nots, and the have nots are not getting, need you to open up your mouth and say something. And so I took the time in the middle of the service to talk about mail-in ballots, the location, I believe, in West Philadelphia on Market Street, how they need to
go. 4029 Market Street.
That's right, 4029 Market Street. Go there, ask for help. I didn't get my ballot. I didn't fill it out. I didn't request it. Go there. They'll be able to get it for you and to help you, and you can complete it in your own time. If you prefer to go to your polling place, go. One of them said, I haven't voted in some time. I said, well, if your registration is still there and you haven't ended it, get the status of your registration. Call the number, 215-686-3462. If you're still a registered voter, then go ahead and vote. It should not only be for the president, for the governor, and for the mayor. And I'm not against any of those persons. We thank God for our president, President Biden. We thank God for our governor, Governor Shapiro. And we thank God for our mayor, Mayor Parker. However, there are other people that make bigger decisions that impact you sooner rather than later. And it's important that your voice is heard. So I'm thankful that you came on as a favor to me at the last minute to remind us again. Tomorrow is the deadline for your mail-in ballot request. And then make sure that you don't put it in the mail. Come on, somebody. Take it to City Hall. Take it to 4029 Market Street or any of the other locations. Do you have any other locations that some people may do, or do they just need to go on the website for our seniors who don't necessarily... who necessarily don't always go online. Can you give a one or two other locations that they may be able to, or just tell them to call?
Yeah, just tell them to give us a call, because we have approximately about, well, over, it's going to be like, including with our mobile sites, It's almost up to like 40 different locations where they can just do a drop off at. So it's all on our website. Just give us a call at 215-686-3462. We will answer the phone. We will let you know. You let us know where you're at. And then we will let you know where is the drop box location near you.
And I thank you so much for the opportunity that they also call that number and they're not able to travel, that if they have their mail-in ballot, someone will come and pick it up for them, from them, particularly the those bus, that may be infirmed and don't have the means to take the bus or what have you to get to a place. Yes, sir.
So that would be the Apple's. So that's for your completed application.
That's correct.
For the actual, right. So for the actual ballot, you can fill out a form for someone to transport your ballot. You have to just fill out a small form that you can download on our website. Mm-hmm. And if you download this on our website, someone will be able to transport your ballot for you.
That is wonderful.
Right. So it gets kind of technical. And so I definitely want someone to call us and, you know, even go to our website, you know, because it gets pretty technical by law. And there's definitely ways that we can make it a lot easier for everyone. But you cannot, someone else can't just transport and take your ballot for you. Like once you get your ballot, that's your ballot. But there's a small little form, and it's real simple. You just sign out, and it's just a designated agent form for someone to carry a ballot. And we can drop off those forms to you if you don't have a computer. Just call us up, and we'll make sure that we bring the appropriate forms. And then someone can fill it out, and then someone can just transport it for you.
My Lord, there is really no excuse for nobody not to be able to vote in the primary. I mean, the city of Philadelphia has really stepped up and ranked up itself in making sure that your voice is heard. So please, sir, please, ma'am, to my listening audience, I implore you, I beg you if I must, to please take opportunities, call 215-686-3462. The city commissioner's office is available to help you, whatever your situation. And please, sir, please, ma'am, make sure that you have your voice heard. Thank you again so much, Commissioner, for being with me. I appreciate you so much, sir. And we'll have you back to talk about November, because Lord knows that's going to be a heavy one. And again, my sympathies extended to you all during this shooting incident during your Eid. But we thank God for the outcome. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. And also, too, Bishop, I just wanted to say, too, that there's also two more commissioners as well.
Yes.
You have Chair Commissioner Dilley, and you have Secretary Seth Bluestein. So, again, all three commissioners. We are here to serve you. So Philadelphia, you have three commissioners that can help you out and facilitate and make voting easier for you, whatever it is that you need.
Now, that's a mark of a true leader, including his team. God bless you for that. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
And at this time, we're going to go straight to our Sports Minute with Sports Talk Terry.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Philadelphia. My name is Sports Talk Terry, and here I am with your Sports Minute. So, as the regular season concluded in the NBA yesterday, the Philadelphia 76ers came back on a nice winning streak to close the regular season at 47 wins. They will now be the seventh seed in the play-in tournament and will play the Miami Heat a little later this week. If they win that game, they will lock themselves in as the seventh seed and will play the New York Knicks in the second round. However, if they lose, they still have a chance to make the playoffs, as they will play the winner of the 9-10 game, which if they win that game, they will then play Boston in the first round. The Philadelphia Phillies came off of a weekend where they went 2-2 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're standing at 8-8, second place in the division. And some news on the injury front that may impact them. Ace Spencer Strider of the Atlanta Braves is done for the season with Tommy John surgery, which is one less arm that the Phillies would have to deal with in the division, as he's practically owned the Phillies during the regular season. So that is a break that may eventually help them in the long run. And unfortunately, the Philadelphia Flyers, who at one point had a 71% chance to make the playoffs, played horribly down the stretch, lost a lot of games to teams they shouldn't have, and will miss the NHL playoffs. So they have some building blocks and some pieces for next season, but clearly disappointing considering how strong they were going into the last few weeks of the season. And lastly, the NFL draft is just 2 weeks away. The Eagles hold the 22nd pick. Going to see who they target. A lot of folks think it'll be offensive line or defensive line. They do need help at both of those positions, as well as at cornerback. And there are rumors that they could need another edge rusher, considering that they traded Hassan Reddick, former Temple standout, to the New York Jets just a few weeks ago. That wraps it up for the Sports Talk Minute. Make sure you guys check me out on all social media platforms at Sports Talk Terry, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, Bart Talk Terry. We get our sports moment of Philadelphia sports teams here each week on the Bishop Berry Show. Up next, we're going to be hearing from our congressman, my congressman, as we introduce him with this beautiful song. Technology is supposed to be wonderful, but I hope I'm getting my congressman. Is that you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you know, the devil is busy. But I said I believe because you're a man of faith and you're a man who not only believes in God, but also one who believes in the people that you serve. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us.
Thank you, Bishop. Yeah. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
It is my joy.
during these trying times that we are in.
Absolutely. And so you are our incumbent. And you want another opportunity to continue to serve. Would you mind giving us the top three things that you have done in this term and which you would like to continue should you become re-elected?
First and foremost, I wanted to continue building upon the issue of working on housing. Housing is extremely important. The second issue is to continue building on jobs, the desperate need of jobs. And with a new mayor in the city of Philadelphia, I want the pleasure of working on housing, working on jobs, and also dealing with public safety. I believe that is very essential that we build on those issues. So I would say housing, jobs, and public safety. Mm-hmm. I want to use my skill set and my knowledge base that I have, that I believe it can enhance the city. And I believe I have the opportunity to continue. And I appreciate that question.
One of our audience persons asked this question. How long have you been serving publicly overall? And I know you've held numerous positions, but people like to hear about longevity. And certainly you have a very long record from not only on the state side, but also now in the federal side.
I appreciate that question. One, I want to appreciate the opportunity people have given me to serve. It is something that I truly feel blessed about, having this opportunity to serve the people, because I'm very clear about who I work for. And I work for the people, and understanding that. And I want to use my skill set to help try to make things much better. And it's important to be able to show people that you have the knowledge and the information, and you're willing to work things together. And that's basically the message I've consistently always said, that we must work together. the challenges we have, but we must keep it together to get things done.
Absolutely. Now, formally, before you became a congressman, is this your second, third, or fourth term, should you be reelected?
This would be, that's a good question, Bishop. I was elected in 2016.
Okay.
This is 2024.
Okay.
So that gives the time I've been in 2016, 24. And the fact that I have achieved seniority at this time.
Yes.
And I sit on the Ways and Means Committee.
That's a very
important committee because it deals with child poverty, it deals with housing, deals with education, deals with trade. Trade is especially, it's extremely important, particularly in the African-American community, the need to have trade and build upon that. So those skills, I believe, are skills that I can use in terms of enhancing the district I represent, the city, the state, as well as the country.
I know formerly you were what we call the money man. Here in Pennsylvania, you handled and was the chair of the Appropriations Committee. And, of course, another young African-American young man who I know you
I'm
know.
I'm very proud of Jordan Harris.
That's right.
Jordan does a very good job. He is now the chairman.
That's right.
Of that particular committee. And I've given Jordan advice. And that's what I mean when I say to you, Bishop, is having the ability. Working with people like Jordan Harris, I appreciate that. Working with Sherelle Parker, who is the mayor. So working with her, working mm-hmm. with Jordan Harris, is that kind of combination mm-hmm. that makes a difference. Those are just one example of what I think I feel so proud about having this opportunity.
I'm grateful that you talked about housing because there seems to be a burst in Philadelphia with the new affordable housing projects ongoing. Of course, people are looking forward to jobs, and we have to, of course, adapt and improvise because some folks with jobs have barriers. Child care, they're the primary caregiver for a family member, and how jobs now have to be a little bit more amenable and friendly for folks who feel and need and want to work, but may sometimes need to go outside of the restrictive guidelines that are necessary. To that point, you talked about the trades, and I think that not only them, but non-traditional jobs should be on the rise. How can the federal government include that or support that, particularly since you sit on the Ways and Means Committee?
One of the things, that's a very good question. With this president, and I believe he should be reelected, President Biden and Vice President Harris, they have led the charge. We have worked together on infrastructure.
Mm.
That is extremely important. You're talking about roads and bridges. And most people, you don't pay attention to that because at the end of the day, you figure like it's just automatic going to be it. But the roads and bridges have to be upgraded
yes.
so that we can be competitive. That is extremely important. And I think that this president and this vice president, in my view, have done it by working together. The same mission I talk about, the need of us working together, Bishop,
mm-hmm.
is something that we should not take for granted. I don't just automatically assume that I have to be the congressman. I have to work to be the congressman. I want to make that very clear. And I want to stress to your listeners, it's important for them to vote. You know, as the late John Lewis
That's used right.
to say to me, you know, I had the pleasure of, he was on the committee that I'm on. And John Lewis used to always talk about, you know, he's the only person I know who was around with Dr. Martin Luther King. He was somebody who really set a tone. I mean, set a tone for people like me, building on his shoulders. So I'm sharing with you that we have to build on those things in order. And that's why we have to get people to encourage them to always participate. We cannot take it for granted. We cannot assume that it just automatically happens. I have to work for people's support and vote. It's not something, and especially with my staff, I have an office on Oconce Avenue in Point Breeze. I'm always figuring out ways to outreach to people, to let people know about the connection of my offices on Ogunsa Avenue and the one Point Breeze and the one in Washington. That's all about accessibility, Bishop.
Yes,
accessibility,
yes,
to people, making it always available to them.
Absolutely. Recently in Philadelphia, and of course, we always are concerned about public safety, violence, and although there has been some decrease to comparing, shall I say, the numbers of homicides over the years to this last year and now again this year, the numbers are down from what I estimate, someone has said to me, and about 20%. And for me, that's great, but that's still too many folks that are subject to acts of violence. Recently, we had two acts that were horrific for us. The shooting in Cotman Avenue with the 8 persons who were injured by a group of juveniles who all were captured and now will be going through the judicial process of answering for what we allege to have been their participation. And then recently, last week, at the Eid at 47th and Wyalusing, when we see issues and things like that, what is your take and the need for us to believe that public safety is something we must have in place so that people can live productive lives?
You know, Bishop, you asked an excellent question. I met with the president of the Black clergy on that very same subject to try to just talk to him and get his guidance and his advice and the kinds of things he could suggest to me. As a result of his conversation, he talked about the need of us working together. And as I've said, in my role, I understand. So I try to do the things to enhance opportunity. That's like bringing resources home, which is very important. Like federal resources, like dealing with childcare, which is extremely essential. That while we can't take that for granted, we must work at it. And the Black clergy is especially extremely important to me for a long time. I go back to the late Leon Sullivan in terms of OIC.
All right.
And understand what that meant. And that's something that I'm working on in Washington with OIC, bringing federal money. Those kinds of things I need to show. I need not to take it ever for granted that just because I'm in this position that people have no choice. People do have a choice, Bishop. So we got to work together to get them to understand that my connection using the OIC, generating jobs, working with trade, working with Local 332, you know, those are all building blocks that I build upon. Those who were here before me, the late Bill Gray, and what Bill Gray demonstrated, I got to build upon things that he has done. So I'm sharing with you all of those things that we need, Bishop, but we must work together. As I've tried to work with the Black clergy to demonstrate through my effort to show people that the connection that I make in Washington, D.C., being on the Ways and Means Committee doesn't mean anything unless I produce result.
Yes, sir.
I must be result-oriented. That is important to me.
One of our callers has asked the question about the importance of cases being solved through forensics. And here in Philadelphia, there are so many unsolved cases. And if we had an upgraded forensic lab that would help to expedite, shall I say, the grief.
I totally agree. I know your question.
Yes, sir.
I've been with Della Clark about that at the Enterprise Center.
Okay.
And talking about the need to upgrade forensics.
Yes.
And that's also important from a justice standpoint. Mm-hmm. It is important for forensic because those skills must be, we must make sure the right person is in prison, and it is important to understand forensic. So that's something that I know and I've been working on and making sure that that the police department has the tools that it needs. You have what I believe is a very good police commissioner. As a matter of fact, he did not, you know, he used to live right around the corner from me. And I know very well. So I share with you that all these things got to be worked together. Mm. And also the question about how we address guns. I compliment the mayor on dealing with some kind of ghost guns that she took a lot of lead on. So I share with you, working with the mayor, working with the president of city council, working with Jordan Harris. I mention all those names because maybe the president of city council, maybe the leader of the appropriation committee and the mayor. All these people are important because no one does anything, Bishop, by themselves. So that's the way I've always trying to be. And that's why I'm asking voters to give me a chance again in Washington to continue building upon the things that I have done, not just in Ogden's, but now throughout this district. This district goes all the way through South Philly. And it's important that everybody who's involved, that they be involved, and that voting is essential to keeping this democracy together. And we need people. And it is important that people don't take it for granted.
Yes.
That
yes.
they participate in every aspect of it. Because every aspect of it, because it is, we're in an interesting time and period mm-hmm. with the troubles that we have around the world. We must address them. So I share with you, Bishop, this is something that I really have been in for a long time.
Absolutely. Another caller asked this question in regards to the federal support for education. Now, you have been known to be a very big education advocate. There was a commercial you did for Community College of Philadelphia, helping to boost and encourage our young people to get their education one way or another, but at least the legal way. Let's say that.
Well, you know, when I say that, I really enjoyed doing that with Community College.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Community College is why I was able to go to college.
Wow.
It was Community College that I started, and then I eventually graduated from LaSalle College. So I share with you that that was important. I look at my nieces and nephews. You know, I come, they're a lot more advanced than I was. I mean, one young man graduated from Villanova, young lady, a niece graduated from Temple, one graduated from Drexel. I mean, that's on, and all of it, Bishop, is understanding. Mm. It's because of their work. You know, I don't take no credit for that. You know, they had to work. And we have to understand that we have to get people to work together.
Yes, sir.
Meaning, you know, there's no perfect solution, but we need to work together, talk together, greet together. I mean, Bishop, that's why I like talking to you and like talking to the Black clergy, because of the needs of families and the values of families and what they mean. All of them mean an awful lot for where we are. So we must, in our communities, build upon our families, build upon those relationships that occur in neighborhoods. And we can build these communities if we work together. But it only happens if we stay focused and stay disciplined on the things that are very important and we need.
Well, this primary election is happening next Tuesday, as most of us are now aware.
Yes.
And we had Commissioner Omar Sabir, Mr. Chairman, on prior to you, encouraging us about the need to vote in this primary because it will determine what kind of fight we have in November, particularly here in Pennsylvania, being one of the pivotal states that can make or break, quote unquote, and I'm saying that, quote unquote, the presidency. So in your last minute or so, would you mind telling us why it is important for us to vote, the need for us to vote? You've spoken about John Lewis. You certainly are asking the audience to give you another opportunity to vote before you personally. Why does voting matter?
No, Bishop, that's a very good question. And I think about the times that we are in, 2024.
Sir.
And we still have some real challenges. Mm. We still have too much violence. We still need to do some about jobs. We still need to do some about opportunities. And still need to do some about student debt.
Mm.
This president and vice president have both been setting a tone of us working together. You know, you would know in your lifetime, my lifetime, we've seen some real changes. Like
yes, sir.
Barack Obama becoming president of the United States.
Yes, sir.
Harris becoming vice president of the United States.
Yes,
if you look at that combination, and you know, Dr. Martin Luther King died about 57 years ago.
Mm.
And when we think about it, when Dr. King died to where we are today, talking about Barack Obama, talking about Vice President Harris, talking about Mayor Sherrell Parker. If you look at that, that's all foundation.
Yes, sir.
That's all groundwork that was laid. So when we have this conversation and I'm here today to say to you, that only happened by voting.
Yes.
That only happened by Barack Obama, Harris, Joe Biden, all of those combination happened by people voting petition, particularly the Black community. The Black community is very essential to mm-hmm. this process.
Yes, sir.
Every young person, every neighborhood, you know, no matter what your age is, what you do, no matter if life hasn't always been good for you, but the point is that you getting you to believe in this process. So I want to stress that aspect more than anything, Bishop.
Yes.
We almost, you know, your father was somebody who I talk about a lot. I talk about when I grew up, when he used to do what he did all the time about trying to clean up the streets.
Yes, sir.
And the importance about him talking about that. So I share with you and your listening audience, we can't take it for granted.
That's right.
We cannot, under any circumstance, we must keep people in tune to everything that I'm talking about constantly being engaged.
Thank you so much, Congressman, for your time today. I am humbled and honored, sir, to call you my congressman. And I'm grateful that you joined us this morning. Our audience is excited that you were here. Great to hear from you directly. And certainly, we thank you. And if all goes well next week, we'll have the opportunity for step one to lead to hopefully you being able to continue with the opportunity to serve. We thank you for your service thus far and know that you will continue doing it regardless. And so I thank you for your time, and I appreciate you helping us today to be focused on the power of vote, the power of voice, and making sure that we don't take it for granted. Bless you, sir. Bless you. Bless you. And if anyone wants to get in touch with him, please reach out to him. And we'll talk again soon. God bless you. And that's going to wrap it up today for the Bishop Mary Show. We're looking forward to having our last primary candidate show next week with Senator Casey and Attorney General candidate Joe Kahn. So tune in, and we hope that you will take that time to get your mail-in ballot and make sure that you pass your vote. Until then, be safe, be well. And remember, as I always say, if you can't be good, baby, be careful. And if you can't be careful, don't do it. It may not be worth it. God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to another dynamic show with Bishop Mary. To contact Bishop Mary, call 833-722-4748. That's 833-722-4748. And she'll get right back to you. Remember, let the healing begin with you. See you next week for another great time together on the Bishop Mary Show.